This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Prince Masters.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, August 11th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition of Talking Heads. MJ, what's good, mamacita?
It's good. Thank God at least it's cool today, right? Like, I can't. It has been so hot these past couple of days. Today is kind of hot, but it's much better than it normally is.
Boy, listen here. It could be hotter for other reasons, so don't even go there.
I'm not even on that company whose name we shall not call right now, because I don't want to get jinxed and be without current.
No. Listen, but I just want to tell you, the chicken cacciatore that you made last night was absolutely divine.
Okay.
You told me don't come on the radio bragging, but I got to brag. That was off the chain, man.
Okay.
When you can make that again?
I don't know. I prefer, you know, to do things like that once in a while.
I tell you now, don't look for no leftover.
I don't. I normally don't.
That gone. That man, that was good. Dear God, that was good.
It is so hard. We need to talk about how hard it is to, you know, feed big grown men. Like, I have a house full of grown, not all men, you know, the boys aren't. Fully well, one is now 18, the other
they
is 15.
They eat like two full-grown NFL players, okay?
Like big athletes. It is a lot, you know?
Don't know whether to clothe them or to feed them.
I mean, we have to do both legally.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying I don't know which one is worse, because the more you feed them, the faster you got to get them new clothes.
They do, and it's something about summer. I don't know if it's because normally, you know, they're in school. All they just eat. A lot all day. I drink a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And you drink like cows.
I love them to pieces, but it's a lot.
And I've heard the stories, man, from coaching time till now. Parents, that's the biggest crowd. They drink like camels. They drink everything.
Yeah, and then like us, you know, younger, we could take a couple of baggies, a cup or something, and just, you know, be outside playing, and that'll do us good for the day. You know,
man,
we need to know how to get out of
some homemade cup, boys.
But now,
make some homemade cup.
Exactly, but now they require so much more, you know?
How the world has changed.
It has. I caught a piece of you and Pearlie yesterday talking about, you know, how much we've changed, and that was just fascinating.
It's a different time. Sadly, it is a different time. It is. And that comes with evolution. You have to accept it. That's how the world goes, but...
And we do sort of. In some cases, we do sort of romanticize the past, you know, like everything was soap. You know, we had problems back then, too, but it was a simpler time. I could for sure agree with that.
Yeah, safer time, too.
Definitely felt safer back then.
But boy, we got lots to talk about today.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy of errors coming up. But obviously, we want everybody to chime in as we open the line. So if you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 496, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259-325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-5720. Stream us live, take us guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, big part of the conversation, MJ, gots to be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
It's just blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you by Fine Threads. National Junkanoo Committee to meet next week. So you got to keep an eye on that, MJ. That okay. Soap opera continues. We'll see what comes out of all of that. I'm sure there's going to be some more, you know, issues coming out of that.
Well, we'll see.
I think there's more chapters to that soap opera. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, they seem to be, well, anyway, you know what? We'll see.
One thing about Minister Leslie Miller-Bryce, she does good things with the culture stuff, man, with the Christmas tree planting, the 242 day, this kind of stuff. So maybe she'll be the cooler head that'll prevail over this, and we can get Junkanoo back to where it needs to be.
Yeah. Oh, last year was so, the start times were so terrible. It was really bad. That was not organized.
That was a fiasco beyond a fiasco.
Do you remember how late it was? Like, I mean, I think I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, there were...
Fell asleep about two or three times, and thank Jesus I woke up in time for Saxon.
Yeah, I kept falling asleep and waking up, and then it was early morning, and there were groups getting ready for, like, their first lap. That was crazy. It was really bad last year, and so...
If Junkanoo could carry
could probably
on...
probably only go up.
If Junkanoo could carry on this year like it did last year, I'd rather find a early morning breakfast spot with some great Bahamian breakfast, and me, you, and the boys go for breakfast and watch it on TV, like, honestly...
Yeah.
Watch it through the night at home, and then go for breakfast in the morning somewhere. And you know, because you can't pay exorbitant amounts of money to go get tickets and not being able to get their seats and this and that. They gotta come correct this go around.
And Christmas falls on
that's our culture.
It falls on a Saturday, on a Friday. Sorry, so Boxing Day will be a Saturday.
You said you got a holiday Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm going to confirm that, but I think that I did check that earlier this year, and it's still there. I'll confirm it.
All right. Beaches and Parks expand cleanup initiative into South Beach. $250 million project plan for Governor's Harvey Luthra at former Club Med site. We're going to talk about that in the coming weeks, but we got another one.
There are multiples. Yeah, but go ahead.
I mean, there's one in particular we're going to talk about today. Softball Federation, they staged in their tryouts. BAATO president, local aircraft, constantly under maintenance. Now, hold on. The local airline industry is heavily regulated, and the various aircraft used are constantly under maintenance, notwithstanding their age, assured Anthony Hamilton, president of the Bahamas Association of Air Transport Operators. What am I supposed to grasp for that maintenance statement right there, MJ? I want to take it the right way.
Constantly
under maintenance means you always repairing stuff.
Well, you have to maintain it.
Well, you hope that
planes should be maintained constantly. Particularly, I saw, I don't know if it was an editorial. It was a story in The Guardian that talked about the average age of the planes in our fleet here locally. And most of them are in the 40, most of them are 40-something years old. So I would expect that would be constant maintenance. We lose some of the advantages of newer planes, you know, that have, you know, certain technology that helps with, understanding certain things about the aircraft itself that would definitely assist pilots. But just saying it's constantly under maintenance is cool and all, but we need to see these maintenance schedules, particularly when you have a crash.
Maintenance records.
We need to see the records. We need to see... You know, exactly how often, who did the maintenance, were there on-ramp inspections? Like, we don't just need people coming out and just saying stuff like, oh, there was, you have the records, could you please provide that to the media? Because that would be better than you just saying, oh, they're constantly under maintenance. You know, you had a plane here that ended up crashing on Election Day that was outside of its registration and certification in Panama. They're talking about having records from the Bahamian side. Mind you, this plane was flying around here in our airspace, usually through going from island to island, and it didn't have the proper registration had expired. And then there's questions around insurance and all that stuff. So just telling us stuff like, oh, we always do maintenance, that actually means absolutely nothing to me. I'm so tired of people just saying stuff. When things like this happen, just produce the record and then let the public, you know, assess for themselves.
Now, those comments came as Hamilton spoke to Guardian Business yesterday following the release of the lead story in the Guardian's Monday edition, which noted Flamingo Air, the owner of Cessna 402 seaplane that crashed in North Andes on July 10th, operated a fleet of planes with an average of 54 years of age.
Sorry, yeah. So that particular airline, 54, I mean, yeah.
There are 139 Bahamian of 42.4 years.
There it
Flamingo
is.
Flamingo Air's fleet being the oldest. Now, come on, we got to keep an eye on that. That's why we need public records. That's why we need information on these aircraft. Great job that you all are keeping them airborne and maintained and all of that.
Absolutely.
Know what's going on due to the age.
Absolutely.
Of some aircraft.
And this should be right. And this is why we ask for, you know, freedom of information, you know, because things like this should be proactively published, you know, and that way you get some support from the industry itself. When you put the information out there, insiders in the industry, they know what's going on. More so than even the general public. It's not good enough to just, after the fact, say, oh, no, we do maintain them. Just provide the records, and let's take it from there.
All right, let's get the couple of the last headlines. And cop fired after being named in U.S. indictment, loses judicial review, of course. And the main headline, in the dark. Grand Key residents have been without electricity for more than 6 days now, and after the Key's generator suffered a major technical failure, according to BPL, last Tuesday, BPL advised that around 7 p.m. there was a power outage on Grand Key due to an operational fault, and the plans were underway to bring in a rental generation unit from Moores Island as a replacement. On Sunday morning, BPL said the replacement generator intended to bring relief had arrived on the Key. However, in an update yesterday morning, BPL advised the generator was damaged in transit and was not working.
Wow. Damaged in transit.
1 second, MJ. I love your back on the side. What? Dog and pony circus will be running at BPL.
I'm searching for it.
The executive. This does not go to the line staff. This goes to the executive and to the minister in charge of it. Y'all do not y'all know y'all behind from your elbow when it comes to power in this country. Grand Key, you couldn't get it right to get one transformer there or generator there. Those people are suffering. They go through power outages regularly anyway.
I am looking for
it. Right, you're going to bungle this? You have to be reactive right now. So you have to nail it. You have to get it right. This is a bunch of foolishness. And we're paying for this? Somebody's head need to roll on this. This is garbage. Garbage.
6 days, you say, without electricity. I'm looking for it. I thought I saw it. So I don't want to, you know, confirm it yet. I thought I saw that they were finally restored power to Grand Key, but I want to confirm that. But let's just look at what they've, even if they do have power on right now, which I pray to God that they do, let's look at it. 6 days? Honestly?
Listen to what residents are saying. We are surviving. Ain't no other choice to survive.
Mm.
Some people have portable generators, but the thing is, with portable generators, gas over here is $8.25 a gallon. Mm. So I got to spend $90 a day on fuel. I'm not even running in my generator in the day, just running it at night. Cephas also said that before this outage, Grand Key was experiencing an inconsistent power supply despite increasing bills. And BPL, you can't charge people full price if you're not providing full service.
Grand Key was the place that they, you know, remember right before the election, they wrote off like thousands and thousands of dollars of bills that they connected back to Hurricane Dorian, remember that? And all of the promises and the, yeah, we want to make sure you're all okay. Well, now, you know, 6 days.
Make sure they're okay.
6 days in the dark.
You mean to tell me that you know that you have to transport, you got one job. I got to transport a generator from here, from Moores Island, to Grand Key. Didn't you all test it and run it before you shipped it?
They said it was damaged in transit, right? That's what they're saying, right?
Damage in transit. Anyway, I've heard of it. Anyway, we'll leave it like that. Damage in transit. So how fast are you going to get another one now? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking.
Yes, good day to you and your guests, Naughty, and the vitamin. I'm going to say politicians. They're the most shameless set of behemoths. And I'm talking about both sides of the divide. I'm going to tell you, you know what is most frustrating to me outside of the this power center? This is a hot button topic right now. When the opposition, and I don't support the current government, all right, but when the opposition come, I'm going to criticize something that they were operating before, you know? And then when the now governing party come, they're so shameless. Oh, a cable underground. How long they knew about these things? They knew about these things from time immemorial. You know, the Freedom of Information Act has to come. Behemoths, we have to open up and stand up for something, because as it stands now, we're falling for everything, not anything. We're falling for everything. And to the police who was discharged because his name was called. Naughty. And oh, Lord, I forget your guess. But anyway.
MJ.
His name was called for being associated indirectly or directly, more or less, with some Mr. Gardner who was indicted, and he's right there still in front line politics. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, caller. Just on the police losing his appeal, the one who was named in the U.S. indictment, I think that case fell on. I mean, the commissioner of police absolutely.
A Supreme Court judge has refused to overturn the dismissal of a police sergeant after he was named in a 2024 U.S. indictment alleging his involvement in drugs and firearm trafficking. Sergeant Prince Albert Simonet was granted leave to judicially resume his discharge in November 2025. Simonet's lawyer, Bjorn Ferguson, convinced Justice Franklin Williams, KC, that the client's dismissal was unlawful, procedurally improper, and of no legal effect. Williams found that at the time of his dismissal, Simonet did not have a valid contract and was an at-will officer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It turned on, his contract with the Royal Bahamas Police Force that has expired, apparently, and not been renewed in 2023. Even
but
though
how can
he continued
you have him on contract and still pay him for a price and give him
and
a
I
chance?
Think the judge identified that as, you know, the state of administration over there at the Royal Bahamas Police Force, but that's why that was resolved that way.
What a fiasco. All right, let's check the text lines real quick, then we'll get to the break. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. If I campaigned for you and you won, I told you if you win, this is what I want. And if you won and you didn't give it to me, won't that be a problem for you? No, because I'll have all the power and I'll just leave you beating up your gun.
Right, it ain't a problem for the person who already got their side of the contract.
You can give you the power, and I got my side, and you lose. You lose. That's it. Get
right.
That on your forehead and wear it.
You got to be dealing with honorable people now, because if they promise you something, if they win, and then they win, and they forget you, yeah, you could say you should get, but honestly, you're on the wrong side of that agreement.
Good afternoon. We must all consider metal stress on these aged aircraft and use state-of-the-art equipment to detect the latter.
Yeah. And, you know, I know it's expensive, but updating these fleets after a while has to be mandatory. I know that it'll require, you know, more investment. I saw something about perhaps subsidies, particularly for the ones that service the family island. So there are some, you know, things that we can do if we're serious about doing something. Because I hear a lot of great ideas. Like, we have callers and texters and just people. And it just is almost like it's just goes in the wind and disappears, because we know how to fix some of it. We do know how to fix some of these things. It's never done.
We need to be more proactive than reactive, and I hate keeping saying that all the time. This is why Progress Crew paid their bills during the campaign season, Naughty and MJ. I was in Freeport. My house was destroyed. PRP ain't do nothing for me, so I don't feel bad for Grand Key. Hopefully the government paid the power bill again. Sucking my teeth, shaking my head. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The power will be going off again in Westridge, Sandyport, Seabeach Estates at 6 p.m. Can you please read that off for folks, Dred? That's horrible news to know that they put in that announcement. Trouble Charlotte's been in Love Estates also.
Yes, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Those are the areas. The fallen areas this is what BPL put out. Will be taken offline from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tropical Gardens, Gambier, Charlottesville, Love Estates, and Turnberry. And then from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., so, you know, gird your loins, Westridge, Stanley Port, Sea Beach Estates. So you guys are scheduled to be off from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Westridge, Stanley Port, and Sea Beach Estates.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
What's up, then?
What's going on?
I think you need to keep that food to yourself, you know.
What food?
You mean what food? Don't play me. Keep that food to yourself. You know, keep that private.
Bragging about it? Don't mention it?
Don't mention it because some fellas ain't getting that.
Okay. I understand, sir.
Okay, you know, it's a real low blow.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Anyway, can I bag on tuna and grits tomorrow or fire engine?
Fire engine. That's good.
All right, I can come talk about fire engine. I can beg MJ to make me some fire engine tonight, okay?
You can make that yourself. Anyway, you're good at that.
Ask your wife if she knows what a DC-9 is.
I missed that. About what?
A DC-9. I remember that. That's
what
a plane. That's
DC-9.
DC-9, okay.
A DC-9 was a model before the DC-10.
I don't remember that.
No, no. These planes were like almost 100 years old.
Oh, man. Have a good day, Carl.
Hey, you talking about me? Some people going through it just saying that.
Okay?
You talking about 100-year-old planes?
Okay. Making us scared now. Okay.
I'm just trying to give you a view of things, right? Now, you know, in terms of the stuff, you know, in terms of the stuff you were discussing, right? Our problem right now is this issue of distraction, right? If the two parties can promote a discussion, it kind of neutralizes our concerns. Understand me?
I see where you're going.
I mean, context, but
okay.
That's the questions the media are asking.
Okay, as far as they're concerned, it's enough that they talk about it. You know, it seems to give them some kind of relief, you know, and it gets it off their chest. You know, and I think, you know, they have mastered the art of distraction. They mastered the art, man. Okay?
Along with the art of BSing.
Oh, gee. Anyway, Mom.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, but listen, give Mr. Producer your number. Mr. Producer, get Chancleta's number because I want to call him up. I want to line him up. He knows a lot about power distribution in this country, and we need to talk to him.
Yeah, we stick it on this power stuff.
I want to get some insight because he's a veteran and he's been around and he knows and he can give a lot of keen insight. So I do want to follow up with Chancleta, man.
There's no distracting when, I mean, your power... Like, I honestly haven't... You know, we're not spring chickens. The electricity went off the other night, Sunday night, and it didn't come back on until like 2:34. And it went on and off a couple of times. And that was exhausting. You know how exhausting it is to just stay up because you really can't sleep because it's a bit hot. It's hot. And you're just waiting for the power and then that throws your day off. And then the next day is kind of like you're still a little bit luggy because your schedule is all thrown off from these power cuts. And it's 2:00 in the morning. Like, you can't go to the beach at 2:00 in the morning, I don't think. I mean, I never tried it.
No, not now.
So it,
you like, don't you get know, robbed, you get eaten by mosquito and sand fly.
Exactly. So there's no pulling these things from the public discussion. There's no distracting from this until we get some sort of resolution because this is terrible and we cannot continue this way. This is the worst summer in recent memory with these power outages. Absolutely terrible.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Powers know if a plane is registered or not. To the residents of Grand Key, not to worry. In 5 years' time, you should all be sorted out. Naughty, is it possible in the summer could Nassau come to Freeport and have power stay on in Nassau?
Hmm.
I heard PM Davis sneaked off to India. Is that true? And if so, what's he doing over there? Cody in a hurry.
How do you sneak off? Wait a minute. How does a prime minister sneak off? If you're saying that we didn't know, because it's the first I'm hearing about it, yeah, that's par for the course, you know? You think these announcements are made more regularly and loudly, but no, that doesn't happen. We just notice if the media has to end up asking whomever's in charge, usually the DPM, you know, questions on certain things.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, I saw Mosquito and Sunflower. Each of that reminded me of that old Blind Blake classic. Mosquito had a party. Sunflower came to see. Poker hit the door and shouted out at me. Aka raka, muna shimama,
conking got no bone. Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's on the line. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what's happening?
Hey, Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. I'm going to make this very quick because I know the break is right here. Listen, two things. First and foremost, the prime ministers have not followed the standard of the father of the nation. The father of the nation never left this country without informing the nation that he was leaving. And it's very disheartening to see that there are many firsts that was put forward there that would have created a standard that prime ministers after him have refused to follow. That's point one. Two, one of your texters asked, or the put the question forward, that shouldn't the control tower knows if an aircraft is registered to fly here? No, the control tower would not have that information. Another authority would, if they are registered, but the control operator would not have that information. My last point here is simply this. The FAA has very strict rules and recommendations for things that take place at particular times. Like, for instance, the engines of an aircraft after 100 hours of runtime, they're supposed to go and be inspected or recalibrated. The second part is the airworthiness of an aircraft. There's also rules when that aircraft should be inspected to after so many flight hours. Now, it's up to the owners of these aircraft to ensure that they follow the guidelines and the rules that the FAA put forward. And that's where the problem comes in. Many of them perhaps may have cut corners and getting the proper parts for the aircraft, or the person who serviced the aircraft may have not done the job properly in order to make the aircraft airworthy. So there's a number of things that the FAA does, but it's up to the owner of these aircraft and the person servicing the aircraft to ensure that they are in compliance with those rules and regulations. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You're such a fountain of knowledge when it comes to this stuff. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Always appreciate hearing from Jeff. All right, we got to get to the break. Mr. Producer, you found that? You lined that up yet? Great, you know, Mr. Producer, I sent you something. I won't go to the break with the Calypsonians. I was the backup man for Blind Blake back in the day. It was Blind Blake and the Calypsonians. And I couldn't find the Blind Blake version, but I found this one right here, man. If you all don't know about that song, you all need to learn it. You all can't call yourself him, and if you don't know about Aka Raka, Muna Shimama, Conking got no bone. Let's go to the break. We'll be right back on the Tuesday, August 11th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ right after this.
Aka Raka, Bone and Shimama, Conking got no bone. Aka Raka, Bone, Mosquito had a party. Sandfly went to sea. Poker stand behind the door and he poke his mouth at me. Hey, Akaraka Bona Shemima, Conking got no bone. 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 I went on the road the other day to get myself some sauce. Chew on the bone, I swallow the spoon, I forget I had a moan. Yeah. Akaraka bone, I shimima, come big, I no bone. Akaraka bone, I shimima, come big, I no bone. Akaraka bone, I shimima, come big, I no bone. Akaraka bone, I shimima, come big, I no bone.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Summer's here, and KFC's got summer buckets just for you. Every bucket starts with 8 legs and thigh pieces of your favorite chicken, plus 4 golden biscuits. Grab the value bucket for just $20 or go big with our everything you need for summer fun on the beach, boat, or on the road. Need more? Add 4 Pepsis, family fries, or the new mango dessert biscuit for only $5. KFC's summer buckets have big flavor, big value, and finger-licking good chicken only at KFC Nassau.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pentagon Island Game. Keep you winning. Percy's Pentagon. Dream big. We will help you live it. Percy's Pentagon Island Game. We got you. Percy's Pentagon. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 11th edition of Talking Heads. 20 days away from my birthday, by the way. Just circle that on your calendars. Thank you very much.
And the countdown begins. Okay.
And MG, let's go to the phone lines real quick before we get into these other topics. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Talking Heads.
Can you hear me? Hey, it's Pumpkin. Yeah, and good afternoon to you. Go on.
Hey, what's going on, Pumpkin?
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, I've listened to your talk, and I was wondering is what is the update on not being not to sweat at night, and I could when I lock my door, I get air conditioned fine.
Well, if you ain't in the West tonight, you should be all right, Pumpkin Eater. You ain't in Sea Beach, Gambia. Where are they? MJ, Sea Beach, Gambia.
Yeah, it's out west. Charlottesville. I'll find it. Charlottesville, Turnberry. I think those are off.
All
right
in the
now.
West.
But later on, it'll be okay. Sea Beach, Westridge, and Sandy Port.
All in the West. I'm going down the east. But let me ask you all, hopefully, BPL, if they're listening to us. I know they're listening to us. I don't know if they're laughing or they're having fun, because I'm having fun. When we going to come to result of full power, full normalcy? That's what I want to know. Because they're saying they might invite the Chinese and Jamaican to help them with the cable. I am talking about that. But I need the Prime Minister and the Minister to tell us when we're going to have full normalcy and not go on the beach. I didn't have a beach to go on, but and not go on the beach. I can't go on the beach. I need a wheelchair, so he probably sent that beautiful lady to put me in a wheelchair and send me on one beach. So that's what I need to know. What y'all think?
That's a good question.
Boy, Pumpkin, I pray for the same time, too, for continued power provision all the time, that me and you could go some time in our life with no load shedding.
Right. Daddy, I want to bring up another problem. This has nothing to do with light now. It's something to do with football season soon start. I don't know if any of y'all have DC cable. Any of y'all have BDC cable or cable promise?
For the cable, it's alive. We have a live.
Well, you're lucky because BTC, I don't know that you're probably your friends to tell you, we don't have the Florida stations no more.
Mm. So I'm wondering
about, well,
CBS 4, not you should know this, is the station for the dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphin, you know that though, right?
You won't watch them?
yeah, you won't watch them. Yeah, you won't watch them. That might be his theme.
But what I'm trying to say is, right, NBC also is night football. Fox ABC is Monday. We don't get
Pumpkin.
None of that. And I'm wondering.
What I suggest you do?
Huh?
Yeah.
If you don't have the package, or they haven't given you the package with your subscription, and you're still getting your local channels, you could look online, and you could find out which local market they're playing in. So if Miami's playing a 4 o'clock game, you could find the local Miami station that'll have that game on. You got to find it on your cable.
Right.
Then if they're playing the Jets next week in New York, you find the New York station that's covering the Jets game, and you'll see the Dolphins that way.
Right, but Naughty, what I'm trying to say, right, we were paying for Florida Station. You following us?
Right, and now you ain't getting none.
We get this thing called Rush Sports.
That is? I never heard of that in my life.
That's part of the Southern, did you sell? They carry
what kind of knockoff ESPN is that?
I mean, stop. I never heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
All right.
Pumpkin, I'm sure they're listening,
Pumpkin.
And hopefully they get you ready for football season.
Yeah. What I want Pumpkin to do, though, is don't forget to check us on Sundays, Pumpkin, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the press box right here. We talk all sports, local and international. We're hyping up for football season. Listen in this Sunday. By this Sunday, I should have an answer for you on some TV options, how to watch your Dolphins all the time, all right?
Thanks, Pumpkin.
All right, Pumpkin. Good stuff, as always. All right, MJ, let me get a couple of these texts, and then we can get into what we need to powwow about. And, boy, these people ought to change today. Naughty, with all these D-average trolls, PFP trolls all over social media, begging for contracts and looking for handouts, why don't they just stop? If they haven't gotten any now, I don't think they'll be getting any. Naughty and MJ, our prime minister, never here in the country. The whole travel budget for his ugly.
I mean, we should hear when he's particularly, I mean, India is not like Florida, right? That's a big trip. If the prime minister is going to be out of the country, we should know that, whether it's, for personal reasons or if it's, professionally, we should just know that he's out of the country.
Naughty and MJ, I bet Haitians knew that PM was going to India. But
Okay, enough.
MJ, that was a hot topic online today when the PM went to India and didn't tell the public, allegedly.
I remember
on the Hubert Ingram when he went off the island, he let the public know Jeff is acting like pinning to some kind of saint and could never do no wrong, Dredd.
Yeah, Mr. Ingram used to do it as well. These are things that are part of good governance. We shouldn't have to be guessing whether or not the prime minister is in the country. They talk about a lot of stuff. That's an important thing to mention. Okay, the prime minister. I feel as though, and this could just be me, how people talk about all the downing and traveling? I feel as though they don't want that record to be clear. Like, they don't want you to be able to go to a reference, a particular place, amount of travel that was done. Look at all of these trips so repeatedly, this place. I feel like they don't want us to be able to easily kind of categorize that and reference that. So they do these trips and they say nothing. A trip to India is not a trip next door. It's not a trip to the U.S., not even a trip to the region. You go into India, you go into China or Russia, you should be saying to the public, our prime minister is outside of the country. He's going to be in India for X amount of days. I mean, that's just basic good governance.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. My birthday was on August 9th. Belated happy birthday.
Belated birthday to you.
And, MJ, people just go to the beach at 2 in the morning to do grown people things.
Okay,
so
wait a minute now. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't saying that nobody goes to the beach at 2 in the morning. I understand. I get it. I'm just saying I'm not going to the beach at 2 in the morning. No, sir. We leave that space for the ones who need to be parked upon the beach at 2 in the morning. Uh-huh.
Naughty, what you know about Kong King got no bone? You wasn't born yet. I wasn't born yet, but I was blessed with a great grandpa, K.M. Thompson, man. And he had a large collection of music, man. And Blind Blake happened to be one of them. Ronnie Butler was another one, a dear personal friend. Him and Paul were like actual friends. I used to see them talking, hanging out. Ronnie, Mr. Butler used to get his all his show stuff done at I Need a Laundry. Favorite Ronnie Butler album was the Party album, which he warned me not to listen to as he winked at me.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, that was one of the greatest albums ever. And Blind Blake was a classic as well, too. Eddie Minnis was another one of his favorites. So I music has always been a big part of my life. And you know, thanks to my family, you know, passing on songs, I had a broad culture and a cross-section of music. Because, I mean, if you want to talk about who my mom and aunt used to listen to, Lord bless her, there was only one man that ever existed that mattered in music. And his name was
Johnny Mathis. Yep.
Yeah, Jesus. Especially at Christmas time. The most wonderful time of the year. God, I can see them now. But yeah, that's what I know about that. Naughty, tell Pumpkin Eater he voted for them. And that's why are you crying? Tell Pumpkin my Flow TV is that also. No more CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox. And we still paying them. Tell Pumpkin Eater get a fire stick. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. And MJ.
Hey, good afternoon.
You know, what I think Punkinita was trying to get at was the okay, you bought a package from BTC at $10 a month.
Right.
And these things was included. What made it look pretty to cause you to purchase it.
And now they've been removed and replaced with knockoffs, and they're still charging you the $10.
Exactly. I think that's what he's trying to get at, because that's a ripoff. I didn't buy into your company for this, whatever these things that you've given me. So then you should come back to me and see if I agree to have it switched before you just switch me on to something that is not giving me the same pleasure as the previous package would cause me to look at you guys. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, see, come to the head of the class, because your customers are not, you know, impressed with what you did. If you did a little switcheroo there and didn't even drop the price,
and I mean, even drop the price. Data service too, so we
come
you know,
to the front of the class, figure it out. Football season around the corner. People want to see. People who don't buy the full packages can still see the games on the local channels. But if you remove those channels, they're not able to see the games. These are your customers. They want good service. BTC, figure it out. Let us know what you guys are doing.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yes, Nolly, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
First time caller.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Yeah, the sun's here. I always listen to you every day.
Appreciate it, man.
Listen, with BEC, or BPL, whatever they call it, what happened to the two Watsonville engine that they bought, that the Free National Movement bought.
We've been asking about that.
They canceled the contract for the people that are supposed to maintain them.
You're very right on that, sir. And those are questions that need to be asked, because we paid for those turbines or those transformers.
Yes. Are they just sitting there doing nothing?
I would hope to God not, but the way things go in this country, all buck up go, they could be very well somewhere sitting around collecting dust.
That's right. All you do is wasting the payment people money. If they don't spend it, all you have to do is keep maintaining it, because we wasn't having all these blockouts and stuff.
Yeah.
No, and that's something, basic power and basic water should be provided to every citizen in any country around the world. You shouldn't be denied that.
No, exactly. And when the PLP came into power, they just canceled the contract out. Why? If it was working.
They won't answer. Yeah, they won't.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been canceled with these parties, and they both do it, and they do it in their own time and for their own reason.
Yeah, and the thing it is, even with the dump, you remember how the dump was a mess?
Yep. I just talked about that the other day. I remember.
The dump was a mess.
It was
the
terrible.
You could do nothing with that. People do get nothing done with that, you know? And it's like, don't care what party come in. You can't cancel a review. If something benefiting the payment people, you need to just continue it.
That's far, you been our problem far too long. These that benefits the country out. Have been sacrificed politically for political gain.
Yes, I'm serious, and it just doesn't work, and that's why BPL is like this now.
But they need to do better because we can't continue to live like this.
Yeah, just can't.
People can't continue to suffer like this. But I will continue to chime in.
This is a good question, though. Have we heard from BPL's chief operating officer, Mr. Anthony Christie? Because there was reporting last week about this $1 million transformer that was, I mean, it was framed as though it was coming in from Egypt. But the video itself shows Mr. Christie standing on the side of the transformer, and it's here in the Capitol. This transformer that he said was needed, and many more, to keep one-third of the island supplied with power. Has that transformer actually been delivered to New Providence? Has it been installed? Because the reporting, even though it was just released a couple of days ago, seems to go back all the way to November of last year. So, Mr. Christie, please tell us, just clarify for us, because one media house reported, like, the thing on the way, is it here already? And in the video, you were talking about it being installed. Has it been installed yet? You said this thing was needed for a third of the island. You said we need many more. So was that one installed or it's still sitting there? And the many others that we need, have you guys ordered them? When will they be here?
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Little Kim needs to go. That's AKA Joe Beth Kobe Davis, lousiest minister ever. Forget Grand Key. They voted for progress. They got to take what they voted for.
I got to look at how Grand Key voted. I got a division. But the thing is, though, at this point, even if you talk about, you know, everything that's happening here in Nassau, these repeated outages for these extended periods of time, this load shedding that we're having to endure, and all of these, I mean, these acts of God that, you know, just seems to be piling on us, electrical strike here, a lightning strike there, a cable bust up there. Even if we ignore all of those things, how, as Minister of Energy, do you sit by for 6 days while a whole key is in darkness? That's crazy. I was on the minister, you know, going. And I read some editorials that got some other point. And I mean, I listened and I hear you. And I started to lean towards, yeah, you know, maybe a change in leadership, some fresh eyes, fresh insight will do the whole energy sector good here in the country, right? But when I really look at it, the fact that we have these two companies, BPL, PGC. BPL seems to be doing stuff that PGC should be doing. PGC, they got 60% of our transmission and distribution. I look at the fact or listen to them say, you know, we still haven't transferred the assets. So it seems to be like the assets are in some sort of flux. So is PGC a partner? Is that deal complete? I don't know. But we need darkness for 6 days and we don't hear from the Minister of Energy. At that point, I have to throw up my hands and say, you know what? People who say that perhaps it is time for Minister Kobe Davis to step aside and allow someone else some fresh perspective, some fresh eyes to examine exactly what's happening with energy in this country. Yeah, I agree with them at this point. Because that story coming out of Grand Key is absolutely ridiculous.
All right, let's get this call in before we get to the break. And then text as I get to your other texts that are coming in fast and furious on the flip side of the break. And obviously in the 5 o'clock, MJ and I still have to talk about That National Investment Fund. I got to talk about some situations in Exuma with that Integra project, as well as
another
potential.
We're watching a tropical development, so we'll talk about that too. Just briefly.
Yeah.
On that. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the tropical development?
Cristobal.
Oh God, I know my boy Cristobal is somewhere just happy as a pig in mud right now.
He has a 70% chance of development. So we'll touch on that.
All right. So we'll go to the phone lines. We'll deal with the call. Then we'll get to the break, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, Naughty.
Yes,
sir.
The last time I talked to you
was when I went at Bob Marley visiting pass or something like that. That's like, I think, two or three years ago. Anyway,
well, I'm glad you remember that. I appreciate you remembering that because I completely forgot.
Cool, so you are Mary Jane, but I guess the BMSM would have progressed, or unless it wasn't BMSM, it was somebody else instead, because then we wish in deporting the PRP base now. But
you know what?
people, they didn't understand. If they didn't, if the PRP didn't do nothing good for the 5 years, why they got vote in the PRP again? And I said, I put right ears and wrong ears. And right now, this government need to go. And what I hear on a certain station is, we being in the city, come together, either do something and get Bray Davis, because Bray Davis is happy right now. No wonder why Selena never wanted Bray Davis involved. I wonder why.
Wow.
Because first of all, that man is a, I gotta say it right now, he's a traitor.
Okay. I got you, caller. I got you.
I understand your passion, emotions, but don't get us in trouble.
And I know your heart, because a lot of things that were promised aren't happening. Your heart, because literally it's hot, and because you can't cool yourself down, they tell you go to the beach. I got you. But you can't call the prime minister a traitor. But we understand your feelings of, you know, things not happening.
You could call him a frequent flyer.
They should be happening. We agree with that. It's no accountability. No accountability.
Zero, none. But anyway, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Our caller, you could hold, or you could call us back right after the news. Texas will get to your text. And like they say, MJ and I got some other issues we need to talk about all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And we will talk sports. Keep it right. We got it. The Tuesday, August 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver services from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion...
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, Store, KFC, Muffle World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 11th edition of Talking Heads. We're going with MJ. We're going to come to right up until 6 p.m. And MJ, let me jump into these texts, get them out of the way so we can chop up what we need to chop up. because I know we want to discuss some things, and I do want to get to that, but let me get to these texts. So buckle up, and here we go. They can't tell us what happened to the 700 million. You think they're going to tell us, conks, the prime minister keep going away? Naughty, can you ask the size of the travel contingent and who flew first class and business class? And why was the public not debriefed after a national public paid excursion? Naughty, my birthday is today. Happy birthday. MJ, you back yet?
I am back.
One of our Texas birthdays today, so let's wish them happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Texter.
I know they want to hear more from you than from
me. What is this Leo season, right? Those out there. My brother celebrated
his birthday. You're in a real August birthday unless you're a Virgo, because you know Virgo.
So my brother celebrated his birthday a couple of days ago, and he is a real August birthday. So happy birthday to you, Justin. Belated birthday.
Shout out, Justin. Mad love, my brother-in-law. I appreciate you always, and all the time is always a good time with you, bro. And guess what? Next time we link up, it could be another good time again because I got to make up for not seeing you on your birthday. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The PM, Davis, think Bahamians would misbehave if he's not in town, and that's why he didn't tell us, or he went on a ghost move, went out to two. Remind PM that he can never be Prime Minister Minnis.
Not the ghost move.
By lockdown.
Not the ghost move.
And now that's why our seniors like Brave are loose as a goose.
I mean, you know, those golden years are the time for traveling and seeing the world and all that kind of stuff. But, if you're supposed to be working, you're supposed to be working.
MJ Alive is doing the same thing.
Ooh.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Kobe Davis reminds me of Lanisha Roll. Yes. I thought the same thing the other day, texted, but I just didn't say it. But now that you texted it, I will. Dr. Minnis couldn't stop moving her from ministry to ministry to escape disaster. In the end, Minnis couldn't move fast enough to escape the disaster road. And yep, listen, twins separated at birth. Naughty man, they made me laugh so hard till I called a call back when he said the immigration deport in the PLP base. I still laughing. I got to pull over and start laughing.
Be nice, man. Y'all ain't easy.
I agree, MJ. It is very much inappropriate to call the PM a traitor, but I must say the emperor is definitely a fink. Who knows, knows. Naughty, I will tell you and MJ this. PLP government don't care right now. They have set themselves up well, all allowing it to happen. They're saying, to heck with that is garbage. Which PM did the U.S. lock up? Only check it. Which PM? No PM. Naughty, this muff boy, Mr. Gabby, I need to come on your show one of these Sundays before the season starts and talk about this football. Listen, Gabby, you straight. Make sure Mr. Producer gets your number, Mr. Producer. Gabby, I want you to call back or text back your number so I have it. Of course, in the memory of Muff Roll, you could definitely step in and fill them shoes because I know you used to contribute before as well. And yes, just to roast them stinking stealing neighbors of y'all and Muff neighbor. Yes, buddy. Yes. That's a big yes. Naughty and MJ, look, I'm not going to say that he's a traitor, okay? Whenever a leader says nationally the government priorities another nation and its people over those he was elected to serve, that's treasonous.
Guys, let's focus on... We got so many problems.
Now, I know you're frustrated. Talk about the National Investment Fund. Let's talk about that.
The National Investment... Well, I wish we could talk about it, but we just keep getting stonewalled. No answers. So the Deputy Prime Minister...
I thought you could tell me you filed a 265.
I don't know where it is. The Deputy Prime Minister may not know where it is either. He was asked earlier today about the, you know, $265 million that went into the National Investment Fund. That's according to their fiscal reporting as at the end of December of last year. Should have been at least $265.3 million in the National Investment Fund. We later learned, which is a little over a week ago, that the fund now has only $200,000 in it. And that's not even... You know, there was an additional movement that should have been anticipated. The Minister of Finance, Mr. Halkidis, said that last budget year, they borrowed $2.5 billion to facilitate debt payments. And then the receipts, that's according to him, was sent to the National Investment Fund. By my calculation, that's another $700 million. But let's listen to the Deputy Prime Minister today being asked about the $265 million that apparently is no longer in the National Investment Fund.
The NIF is a matter for the Ministry of Finance. I will leave comments to them in relation to the NIF. Opposition is looking for relevance, though. The opposition do what oppositions do. They moan and they complain. We are about progress.
So it's the opposition that's asking you, Mr. Deputy Prime Minister. The whole country is asking you. This is not an opposition-specific kind of issue. Everybody wants to know what happened to the $265 million, because vaguely saying that it primarily, which means not all of it, but some of it, went to airports does not answer the questions that the public has been asking about the National Investment Fund. And trying to deflect it onto the opposition, nice try, but no, that doesn't work. This fund was set up, right? And we passed laws around this. That this administration, the majority of the same people passed laws around the National Investment Fund when they changed it from the Sovereign Wealth Fund. And so far, they have not been following the law that they put in place. There are reporting deadlines that should have been triggered, because this thing was passed into law in 2022. It's now 2026. We should have gotten reports about this fund before now. We know for sure, according to you guys, there was at least $265 million in this fund in December. There was an election that says that there should have been public reporting about the balance in the National Investment Fund once I think it's within 7 days of that election being announced. And if we take it to the latest possible time, that's at least April 9th. Technically, it was announced on April 1st, but let's give you the most leeway. April 9th, after that, you guys should have reported on exactly what the balance was in the National Investment Fund, and it should have been frozen at that point, and then the new parliament picks it up. But you haven't done that, and you have the director of communications giving us, you know, vague answers, talking about wait for the report. Wait for what reporting? You guys have already missed deadlines when it comes to reporting. And the Ministry of Finance is failing the Bahamian people when it comes to a very basic question about how much is in our National Investment Fund, how did the money go in, who is the board, how did the money come towards airports, did we get equity in those airports, exactly did we get for taking money out of the National Investment Fund and diverting it primarily towards airports. These are basic questions, and the Ministry of Finance is failing us. And I talk institutions, right? Like, we need our institutions to be strong. So I'm going to try a different tack. According to the laws of this country, there should be a board member that's a representative of the Central Bank of the Bahamas. So I'm going to leave the Ministry of Finance for a moment. I'm going to turn to another institution that we should be able to trust. And I'm going to ask Commissioner or Governor of the Central Bank, Mr. John Rawls, please tell us, sir, did you guys appoint a representative to the board of the National Investment Fund? Who are they appointed? Basic questions. Okay?
Should be able to be answered simply.
Basic questions. The Ministry of Finance doesn't want to answer. Let's see if another institutional answer. Let's see if the governor of the Central Bank of the Bahamas will answer. Did you guys have eyes on the $265 million that apparently had to move from the consolidated fund into the National Investment Fund and out again? Did you guys have eyes on that over there at the Central Bank? But more importantly, who is your representative on the board of the National Investment Fund, and when was that person appointed? These names are supposed to be gazetted, so it's not a matter of privacy or confidentiality. We should know the name of the representative on the board from the Central Bank of the Bahamas. So I'm appealing to its governor, Mr. Roll, to please tell us who is your representative sitting on that board and when were they appointed? Were they a part of the decision-making that moved money into the fund, the National Investment Fund, and then out again? Because it is just, enough is enough. At some point, we as Bahamians have to realize that we deserve better than this. And this isn't politics. this basic good governance. Basic good governance. You make the rules, you make the laws. This information should have been reported on a website. Has the website even been built? Director of Communications, Mr. Rahming, just point us to the website. We will go and look because the statute requires reporting on that website. And if the Ministry of Finance isn't willing to tell you, just you tell us what the website is and we will go look for the information ourselves. But this is ridiculous. This is no small bit of change. This is $265 million. And on top of that, we have $700 million in that fund today. And we're not being told whether or not that money's there either. We don't know the names of the board members. We don't know who authorized it. Aside from the 5-member board, there's supposed to be a 7-member investment committee that's supposed to oversee investments. So if it was going towards airports, what are the names of the persons on the investment committee that authorized this transfer of money? Enough is enough. You can't have every institution ignoring the Bahamian people, acting as though we're irrelevant, and expect us to maintain public confidence in you. Answer the Bahamian people. Where's the money?
You know, the problem is, I hate to say it, it's like, this government, it acts on its own. Just, they don't care.
And there are deadlines. There are statutory deadlines.
They're like rude kids. You tell them to do something because they work for you and they don't want to do it. They insist just,
they
on being insistent.
You're giving us just an open-ended wait for the reporting. Wait for the report. When? You guys ignoring the other reports that should have come out based on the law. So what exactly are we waiting for? And how long are we expected to wait? You know, some of these things require quarterly reporting. That was the end of March that we see that money was no longer there. It's now August. Really? Really? This isn't just about the money, and the money is very important. But this also talks about governance and how we're being governed, how we're being respected, or how we're being ignored. And right now, I see a lot of disrespect and ignoring the Bahamian people.
Oh, a lot of disrespect and ignoring this be going on now, MJ. A lot of disrespect and ignoring. And that's the problem. That's the problem. But listen, we need to get to the break. You finished with this.
We'll talk about the weather and all that stuff.
We got to get to the phone lines real quick, though. So let's get to that call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back, calling. Let me get these couple of texts in. And then MJ will bring you up to date on Cristobal. And then I got to talk about some issues going on in Exuma with that Integra project and a new project in Eleuthera, not to be confused with the Club Med project announced in The Guardian today. This is something totally different. Okay, so let's get to these texts real quick. And MJ, these texts flying in. Oh, Lord. Nori and MJ, happy birthday to the Stubbs clan. Jermaine on the 8th, Darren on the 10th, and Edgar is today.
Wow. Stubbs clan. That's one big birthday party. Happy birthday, Stubbs clan.
Nori, be careful how you use the Steelers name. Yeah, okay, all right, whatever. Nori and MJ, my brother Kendall is 63 today. His birthday was yesterday, August 10th. A retired central bank worker from his big bro, George II.
Toxic. Right? That's what you're supposed to say.
With the island game.
Boxed with the island game.
Naughty, the Bahamian people ain't into nothing. Everything is party politics. Let them pick peas out of you know what and call it progress. Sweat, sweat, sweat. Don't forget how Kiedis is Minister of Finance. Same person who didn't know he was president of Top Notch at some point. Didn't know Eric Gardner. Didn't know Eric Gardner was a signatory on the Top Notch bank account. Never met Eric Gardner. Did not know of Eric Gardner's past and awarding the government contract as Minister of State for Finance in 2017. MJ, the governor of Central Bank, was appointed by the government. He was also the former financial secretary in the Ministry of Finance, appointed by the government. He will never divulge the information. The public treasurer is appointed by the Minister of Finance, who reports to the financial secretary. We, the people, will never get the truth.
I hear you. Be very careful.
This government is very powerful. You will never get the truth.
I get it. I mean, we have a lot of people in positions that are appointed by the government. But we do have persons that are appointed that should operate with independence. That's the nature of their role. They should operate with independence. A question to the governor of the central bank. The central bank, this is how the law is written now. The central bank has to have a representative on that board of the National Investment Fund. The governor of the central bank should be able to tell us whether or not or who the representative of the central bank is on the National Investment Fund board. This stuff is elementary. This is simple stuff. It's not complicated. Just give us the name of the person and let us know when they were appointed. They can assist us in figuring out what happened to the $265 million since we're being stonewalled by our own government and being told by the Deputy Prime Minister more than a week after this issue became mainstream news that that's an issue for the Ministry of the Cabinet. Don't meet. Y'all don't know nothing about what nobody else doing. $265 million and y'all don't know nothing about nothing. Come on. We got to be better than this. And no, I will not ask the governor, because guess what? That's a separate institution that Bahamians should have confidence in. The government, because, you know, they're elected and maybe they think, okay, well, they just elected us. They know we don't answer no questions. But we have other institutions. And I'm relying on those institutions to act and to speak when the fourth estate, when the media asks questions. You have to maintain public trust. Answer the question. There's nothing secret about it. Those names should be gazetted. Answer the Bahamian people. It can't be that we say, okay, well, this is just how it goes. And yeah, well, they ain't gonna. No. I want you to say no comment. I want you to say I can't answer that. Or I want you to say, hopefully, this was the person appointed. This was the day. And yes, we had eyes on that $265 million that moved from account to account in this country.
Oh, boy. Let's get to the phone now. You okay, Musa? Musa?
I'm good. I just need them to just understand these things are not, you know, like lightweight issues. These big issues. You know what Bahamians expected out of that National Investment Fund? We expected something that our kids, our grandkids will be benefiting from. You know, if you want to spend the money on airports, okay, there's a way to do it. There's a legal way to do it. And also turn on the investment. So just tell us. You got equity shares in XYZ for the money that went out. It can't be everybody just throw up their hands and say, we ain't answering.
Nope. I got to be different than that. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, MJ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, caller.
I agree with MJ to say that we want to find out who that person is that represents the central bank. Please don't allow the governor to say that, because then he can provide a scapegoat for the Minister of Finance.
That person won't be a scapegoat. The person will not be a scapegoat. We will know at least one person was appointed to the board. We don't even know if there is a board.
I would like to see the answer from the Minister of Finance, along with everything else. Especially
when you talk
about an investment fund being an investment fund. That means when you use that, you're supposed to expect a return on investment.
Yeah, I agree.
Just spend the money, and you ain't getting nothing coming back.
I agree.
Investment fund.
Yeah, I agree.
Want the minister to answer that question.
Absolutely, he should. But this is a country with many institutions we should be able to trust. And I'm sorry, right now, my faith in the Ministry of Finance to answer a basic question is exceedingly low. Thank God we have other institutions that could please step in and help the public understand what's going on with the National Investment Fund.
Boy, I tell you. I mean, we're in a real predicament. We can't get an answer from anything, MJ.
There are still a lot of Bahamians in this country that work hard for this country, that want to see us prosper, that understand, you know, governing principles, and that understand the responsibility that they have. The governor of the central bank has a huge responsibility. We repose a huge amount of trust in the central bank of this country, right? And we rely on them in times like this.
Somebody really needs to give us an answer.
Involved, to step up and answer. You know, there are times when the government doesn't answer. We turn to the Commissioner of Police. another office that should operate with a large degree of independence. Sometimes we have to turn to the commissioner and say, okay, commissioner, please answer this question, because, you know, the government, for some reason, is fallen derelict in disclosure to the public. Sometimes you have to look at other institutions and get answers. You know, the other day they had the executives of the power companies come out and try to explain to people, and you know, a lot of it didn't necessarily go very well, especially that beach part. A lot of people were not happy with that. A lot of people were not happy with, you know, the level of this. But, you know, at least they, as a group, and BPL as its own institution, attempted to give some sort of feedback to the public. And that's what we need. We understand there will be times when, for reasons, some groups will not disclose. We get it. We're not rookies. We get the nature of politics. We know people won't keep their head and they don't get into the crossfires as, you know, some others. But if you are a person atop an institution in this country that has been given trust by the Bahamian people, you have to understand your responsibility. You need to answer us.
There needs to be more independency there. I agree with you there. That, you know, in some of these offices, there need to be some independence away from the government so we, the people, could get a straight answer.
There is independence at the central bank.
Mr. Producer, we have another call. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Talking Heads.
Good day, Madam MJ.
Hey, good day, Dennis.
I'm Mr. Naughty One.
Hey, what's going on, Dennis? Stop calling me madam.
Just stop it. It's old British. Be quiet.
Good day, Queen. MJ.
Oh, no. See, now you made it worse.
I love it.
No.
I love it.
MJ's fine. You made it worse. Hey, Dennis. What's up?
I want to know if y'all could find the $435 million out of the $700 million that they say they transfer in the National Investment Fund. Because they ain't giving accounts for nothing else, right?
No, we don't know even how much is there. It should be at least $700 million by our calculation, but we don't know. We don't know for sure.
Because everybody focusing on the last 265 what they did give contracts with in March, and only leave $200,000 on the account. They didn't clean it out in less than, well, they ain't been involved for 59 months. They have 16 to this 11. Five more days will make 59 months, not even a full 5 years, right? Until the 16th of next month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They run through $700 million in all that kind of time, and BPL and, you know, the little change, but they come up with $140 million and then raise $100 million. And why are we having all these problems? Where is the $85 million? Someone tell me, say, check, I'm signed by the street and the FTX. You know what I mean? Cryptocurrency account. You know?
It's not there.
Okay. Y'all have a nice day.
Have a
you
good
too,
one.
Dennis.
It's not there. Apparently, it went primarily the airport. Whatever that means. What does that mean?
Oh, boy. All right. I want to pivot to the family islands real quick, MJ.
That's
I want to address a couple of things, and I want to make it clear ahead of time. I am not referring, when I talk about Eleuthera, I'm not referring to the $250 million project planned for Governor's Harbor at the former Club Med site. I am not referring to that yet. Not referring to that. I'm talking about two things that have come to me from the family islands again today. Exuma. What is the deal with the Integra Resort? Did they have special preferences or special treatment? I could have sworn they were before the courts getting approvals, correct? That's last where I left it. There was injunctions. They have continued to dredge, which was supposed to not happen. Skirts out. The dredging is continuing. I've got video from yesterday and today. The silt is ridiculous.
So they're allegedly dredging still.
Allegedly continuing to dredge despite court orders. And the silt is causing damage. Exactly what we were trying to prevent. And Samson's Key cannot be the sacrificial lamb in all of this. That is one of our most pristine, beautiful pieces of Bahamas there is.
So Angler, I mean, all the islands.
Breeding ground for lobster, fish for grouper. Okay?
Yeah.
A million and other one organisms in the food chain that develop off the down there in Samson's Key. it needs to be addressed. And when you look at the director of Integra, his track record precedes him, and it's not been very successful. He was removed from KFK by the senior partners because, you know, of density issues. Everything is so dense with this guy. I get it. Listen, if it's done correctly, you can have two great resorts in Exuma.
Beautiful.
But Mr. Felipe needs to come off his high horse and realize the density don't run things in the family islands. You have to scale it down. If you were to come with a boutique model, we wouldn't even be having this discussion right now.
Yeah.
It is too dense for Exuma. Integra needs to be addressed. If there's dredging going on and it shouldn't be going on, it needs to be halted. And Samson Key cannot be the sacrificial lamb in all of this. And I'm not going to stop talking about it. You know how I feel about oil drilling. You know how I feel about the environment and preserving our pristine, the last little bit of pristine beauty we have in this country. And Samson Key happens to be one of them. And the sad thing about it is, Exuma residents are behind the eight ball, meaning they have to go to court, they have to do injunctions, they have to fight it from that playing field. The resort in Eleuthera that I'm going to refer to now, Jacob's Entertainment, and their proposed resort down there.
Is this the one with the proposed casino?
Correct. And Eleutherans could get ahead of this, first and foremost, okay? I don't know where you go in attempting to get 175 acres of crown land that benefit the Bahamas.
Yikes, that's a lot.
Okay? They're apparently trying to get crown land conveyed to the Bahamian people. And Bahamian people are going to lose that crown land permanently if this project gets those 175 acres. And what do the Bahamian people get out of it? All right? What do we give up? We give up the crown land. We lose 20 to 30 years of tax concessions. And the entitlements to an increased land value, even if nothing is built. So that could actually be used by the developer for other things.
I did see something.
This Jacobs Entertainment allegedly has had a deal going in Reno for 9 years that they can't get off the ground, allegedly.
Oh, yeah, we got to do some serious vetting. But I did see something about a town hall. Watch it. I think it's going to be streamed.
They have a town hall on Thursday.
I want to understand better exactly what's happening or being proposed to happen down there in Eleuthera. Eleuthera's another one of those places, like, you want to see the investment, but density has to be a consideration. And casinos,
check this out, MJ.
Check this out.
Uh-huh. Royal Oasis Freeport closed 2004. 1,300 jobs lost. Today, Bahamians are still paying for demolition. 1 million plus 1.5 million plus 1 million point plus 1 million over 4 years. Plus 1 million to buy the site. All documented in the government's draft estimate. So it's there for public disclosure. Treasure Bay and Freeport closed in 2016. 150 jobs lost.
You're talking about the casino specifically?
Correct.
Okay.
Emerald Bay Casino and Exuma Casino closed. The Grand Lucayan. We all know about that albatross.
Didn't Bimini have a casino too at one point?
Correct. And that's gone bubkus. And then remember the issue with Bahama when they had that bankruptcy that left BEC unpaid $19.5 million back in the day. Now they've come full circle and they're doing a great job now. But
well, that might not have been under Bahama. I think we talked about that the other day. Wasn't that?
No, and I think that wasn't Bahama. That was Crystal Palace, and
Crystal
that was your
Palace
boy
back in the day. Mr.
That's
Robin.
Your boy from the cruise ships who was tied with Mr. Christie.
Yeah, casinos. But you know, I find it amazing how they really don't. They really don't do well. I mean, you would think it could work in Grand Bahama. You would think it could, but I was surprised when the Bimini Casino closed and that thing got caught up in so much stuff.
I agree, and here's some of the things I want Lutherans or Lutherans to think about.
I keep calling them Lutherans. Is it Lutheran? A Lutheran. The Lutheran.
All right.
Am I right?
The financial developers, you know, position creates a higher risk of density because the situation's going on in the States with that Reno project. And the Bahamian people will only benefit on the hospitality phase.
Yeah, that's the jobs that are always promised to us at the end. But
the developer, if this goes through, will gain $450 million from selling houses to foreigners, all along pristine beaches from Governor's Harbor to the other portion of Eleuthera.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Only $200 million is the resort, so we're going to make off a $200 million resort while he makes $450 million from selling the farm as part of the Crown land.
Allegedly.
And the resort must be built first.
Yeah, I...
And the last thing, it's going to overwhelm Eleuthera's water and power situation as it is presently right now because it is too bad.
Anything with a big footprint got to be stepping carefully in Eleuthera because they got power issues as it is. I'm going to get more information on this Eleuthera project, but I just have a kind of vision about our family. I don't know. We are all behemoths. We have an idea about what we want. We do want the jobs, but we also want to make sure that the environment is foremost in consideration, right?
And two of these resorts, like I say, it's one in Exuma, Integra, and this comes to fruition, and they go, Bub, because we're stuck with property that's not doing anything.
I hate
it. It takes forever to sell hotels in this country. And don't let our government get involved because it'll take even longer.
I remember when we demolished it used to be like Atlantic Beach Hotel in Freeport right there where Arlakai eventually is in that same area. I think Radisson and another, that one was demolished though. So that went down, you know, with the actual controlled demolition. It was a big day. We all watched it in Freeport. And then, you know, we all anticipated the Grand Lucayan opening. I think that's what it's called before our Lucaya. We anticipated that opening and it was like, oh, wow, this is going to be so great. And the talks back then was about the many decades of prosperity that it was supposed to bring Grand Bahama. When I look at pictures of that resort right now, sitting on that most beautiful beach, and when I see that it's, you know, taking, you know, administrations so much to try to get something going again in that same spot. A casino used to be there, so you would think that would not fail. When I look at these grand ideas, I can't buy the, oh, it'll be perfect. Some of these things are good for a moment, but we're at the place now in the world where we have to do long-term strategic planning. And I think less denser projects are what are best for the family islands
eco-friendly
right now.
Boutique resorts are what we need in the family islands.
The Prime Minister has talked a lot about climate change. I mean, he made it a central point of his last administration. I don't hear as much anymore these days. I really would like to hear more because I think if he really, really buckles down, he could do some good work in that area. You know, the world is looking to leaders like Prime Minister Davis to kind of be at the climate fight. We have the opportunity there. But when we make these decisions about development at home, when we make these decisions that have to do with the environment at home, we have to keep that in mind as well, you know? You can't be selling the world on one hand about how the environment is so important, how you guys are overwhelming us. We can't outrun your pollution. This climate change is going to cause flooding. It's, you know, it's existential to us. And on the other hand, allow developments within our own borders that threaten the very same environment that we hope to monetize in order to save ourselves. So I really hope that, unlike the other project in Exuma that seem to have gotten certain approvals and then those have to be scaled back, I'm hoping that the relevant authorities really pay attention to these developments. Just taking everything that a proposed developer brings to you, have our own standards. You know, say, okay, we are going to build up these islands, but this is how we're going to do it. This is the kind of investment that we're going to allow in these islands. And you mark the islands and you have your standards before they even come to you. So when they come, you could tell them straight off, listen, we ain't approving no that in that particular spot. You want to do something like that, turn your eyes to Grand Bahama, turn your eyes here. Those islands can sustain what you are proposing to do. But for the family islands, I think we should treat them like the jewels that they are and try to continue to preserve those environments.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's the last of the jewels that we have. If we want to expand tourism and real estate and stuff, that's the last that we have to actually get it done correctly.
And we can do it. We can do both.
Maintain a piece of the pie.
We can do both. Right. Please preserve for future because we're not all rich today, right? We can't all afford. I would love it if you had like a lot of Bahamian investors that were able to put up these great developments in our family islands. we're not there yet. But that doesn't mean future Bahamians won't be able to do it, right? That doesn't mean that. And they shouldn't be playing from behind the eight ball where all the great locations
are. The playing field should be level.
Is it all the great locations already gone and they don't have a chance? We have to look to make sure that we can survive today. Yes, very important. Develop today because we need to get there. But also keep your eye on the future, too. Don't think you have to do everything all at once. Other generations will come along and they will do well by this country. But for us who are dealing with the country today, let's just be smart in all our decisions.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. I think you need to stand back for minutes, you know.
I didn't hear what you said.
I think you'll need to stand back for a second and just look at what's going on, right? These things with these islands, right? And all of this development, right? What is the common thing that happens in most every situation?
Paul is still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we lose crown land for one that we can't ever get back.
Yeah. No.
We give concessions of the wazoo that we don't benefit from.
Okay. You see where each time we have these things happening, right? We see a whole lot of dredging going on, right?
Right.
Most of the material that is dredge is actually calcium carbonate.
Right.
And it's shipped out of the country.
Well, we've been dealing with that for having an amen.
We've been dealing with that, but the amount of dredging that happens and the amount of money that is made of this product is actually the profit.
No, listen, I get it. And we've had the aragonite conversation for years. And I'm not trying to discredit what you're trying to say. I'm talking about the dredging close to Samson Key that's going to just totally destroy a whole environmental region. No, a food chain, lobsters, I mean, turtles. I mean, we cannot lose that kind of stuff.
Hey, if the aim is to ship the stuff out, you know, I don't think they care. They actually care where it comes from.
I get your point. I get your point, John Coletta. But like I said, in this case, I'm focusing on judging the potentially having an environmental impact. But yes, I agree. The aragonite has been going on for years, and we need to address it. And we need to really hone in on who's benefiting from it. And if it's such a lucrative field, we need to figure out a way from all Bahamians, or at least the Bahamas in general, to benefit from it.
See, and if it's going on, right, in spite of what's happening with, if it keeps on going on, in spite of what's happening with the project, you know, this is what it's for. It's not for a project. It's to get that material out for processing. That is where the real money is.
Okay? All right. We got to get to the break, though, but I appreciate you calling back, and I appreciate your points. Good points, too, and good stuff to look at. MJ, let's get a couple of these texts in before we get to the break.
Well, let me do this quickly. You know, I love our texts, but let me just say this. Let's keep our eyes on this development system in the Atlantic, but they're saying could become Cristobal. There's apparently a 70% chance of development during the next 7 days, and forecasters say a tropical depression will likely form later this week. So let's just watch it. It has a 70% chance. That means we got a 30% chance. Let's try spray this thing away because we don't need it in the Atlantic right now.
Tell me alone, San Chivago Lines. Fucking my teeth.
That's
okay, whatever. Whatever. Okay, yeah then. Signed, Inigo Naughty Fanny Castellaya.
You better leave them Steelers alone. You know how them Steelers fans go.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Shout out to Chicago. That's my good brethren.
Yeah, we love Chicago.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The way this government is operating resembles a mafia. Only God can help us remove them.
No, we can keep it. I mean, let's not be quiet, right? I see people saying Bahamian so passive and we let everything go. A part of that too. And that's why when I don't like when people say, yeah, they ain't gonna never tell us nothing. So might as well don't waste your time. Even if you don't get the results or the responses you want right away, it is not wasting your time. And you ask your government to just account to you, okay? So never consider that a fool's errand. Even if they don't answer, someday the question will be answered.
MJ, let the world know that we have a lot of... What? Texter, you need to text me this back, man. This is breaking up. I don't think you text this back. This didn't come through predictive text. Got you beat on this one.
Yeah.
Naughty, they were given a mandate not to answer to anybody. Naughty and MJ, is the police commissioner still in office? Has anyone seen her address any issue publicly lately? The last I heard from her was July 31st by way of a second-hand message from Minister LaRota saying he'd spoken to her and she was committed to investigating how a defendant charged with killing a juror 3 weeks prior could have breached his bail conditions 81 times, going on 5 weeks now and nothing.
Well, hopefully we hear more about those because we did hear other cases after that, which I anticipated of persons being... brought in by police who also breached their bail. So we see that they are doing that area of getting those persons who are potentially or allegedly breaching their bail conditions to answer for that. So we do see that happening.
Naughty, MJ, I have no confidence in this do-nothing administration. Mom is the word on everything. Halkidis needs to go as well. He should be fired also along with Joe Beth Kobe Davis.
Yeah, Minister Halkidis, you need to... I don't know why people keep telling us Ministry of Finance, as if it doesn't have a minister. Minister Halkidis, where are you? Why aren't you answering us? What is this stuff with the...
Let me try it like this. Paging Minister of Finance, Michael
Halkidis.
Paging Minister of Finance, Michael Halkidis. Please contact the general public and let us know what the hell is going on in finance. Thank you.
That's the basic questions. We're specifically asking about the National Investment Fund right now. Just tell us who the board is, where appointed, who the investment committee is that approved the, you know, $265 million going primarily to airports. I mean, these basic questions. We really would love you guys to just answer it and move on. You know, some good governance practices of actually announcing to us when you're going to move money out of the National Investment Fund. We'll talk about that, but just give us the basic information for now. Just let us know that you did this thing the right way, that you did appoint a board. I know there's, I don't see a website. Let me not say I know there's not one, but I can't find it. Just point us to the website that the law says that you guys should have made by now. Minister Halkidis, you're the minister responsible for establishing the code of conduct that falls directly under you. And that means that you should have that website up, right? Just tell us where it is and tell us who the board is and tell us where the money went, which specific airport got how much. Did we get an investment out of that? Did we get shares out? Like, how did you set it up? Just basic information, please. This don't have to be no long dollar whining session where we got to keep asking you every time we see you where the National Investment Fund money. Just answer the public and let us move on to building this up. Okay.
All right. First Texas says, MJ, that tropical storm formation way out in the Atlantic means 100% chance of more blackouts and government will blame it on a spray.
Yeah, now, that's why we got to start praying against this thing. Come on now.
The breaking news I just got is directly from Belinda Wilson herself. Just sent it over.
Okay.
Said, Naughty and MJ, politicians could have theme songs and campaign songs. The teachers got day song. So we're going to leave you with the Bahamas Union and the Teachers song, just fresh off the press. And I'll take you to the break. And I'll take you to the news at 7 a.m. and I'll see you tomorrow.
Let
right
me say
here on Talking Heads.
Because I see that they did have meetings planned, the Bahamas Union of Teachers and the negotiators over from the ministry, or I guess Ministry of Finance, did have meetings planned for today and tomorrow. Those are postponed till Thursday. All I have to say is please get it done. Get that industrial agreement for 2025-2030 done. Because we, like, what, a couple of weeks from school now? Let's get it done. Come on.
for MJ and for everybody who called in, chimed in, texted in, and for Pearly and Stat Boy and Mr. Producer, this is your boy Naughty. We will see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. And boy, look here, producer, let the teachers take us to the break.
Welcome, Ghana. Welcome to our show. We've learned from foreign teachers before. This ain't about hatred, aye, color, or race. Aye. It's fairness and standards we want in place. Before you place a teacher in our children's hands, ooh, make sure every credential meets Bahamian standards. We welcome good teachers from near and far, but qualified Bahamians must not be barred. Show the papers, show the standard, tell the truth to Bahama land. Welcome Ghana, we understand, but the qualified Bahamians must get first hand. Check every record, every degree, make the process fair and transparent to see. Our children's future must not be sold. Hey! Bahamian teachers can't stay out in the cold. Hey! Graduates waiting since 2025. Trained and ready to help children thrive. They studied the methods, curriculum and rules, but still they're waiting while vacancies fill schools. If 300 classrooms need teachers today, call qualified Bahamians without delay. Don't use foreign labor to hold wages down. Build up the teachers born in Nassau Town. Show the papers, show the standard, tell the truth to Bahama land.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Least, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
If you set people's teeth on edge every time you step on the brakes, it's time you visit Muffler World on Mackey Street. They can take your brake rotors off, and if there's anything left, machine them shiny. Then their technicians will install new pads, and before you know it, you'll be able to stop without people calling social service on you.
I know they're trying to hit my car. Children in the car.
Muffler World can replace the whole package, including hoses, master cylinders, and more. First-class brake work. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street. Open Saturdays.
Buffalo Ranch.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side. For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Everybody dunk!
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, congratulations, your best chances with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Summer's here, and KFC's got summer buckets just for you. Every bucket starts with 8 legs and thigh pieces of your favorite chicken, plus 4 golden biscuits. Grab the value bucket for just $20 or go big with our mega bucket, packed with everything you need for summer fun on the beach, boat, or on the road. Need more? Add 4 Pepsis, family fries, or the new mango dessert biscuit for only $5. KFC's summer buckets have big flavor, big value, and finger-licking good chicken only at KFC Nassau.